died of a big disease with a little name. By chance his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home there are 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun. Church and kill everyone inside. You turn on the telly and every other story is telling you somebody died. My sister killed a baby cause she couldn't afford to feed it, and it was sending people to the moon. In September my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June.
Promise is a promise, and I like to stick to them. So today we have a quite different show regarding to the music that you are about to listen. I was planning to leave this episode to the last of the spin story, since in terms of the time flow, that's how things really happen. Anyway, I also think that this is the time to break the rules and be a little more provocative, and consequently I expect some bad comments about this episode. Feel free, please. For myself, I consider this last episode as the worst. This last period, sorry, as the worst in terms of the music quality. Nevertheless, it's the more danceable period, if we can call it like this. We had the soul, the funk, and we start to see the first MCs that gave birth to the acid and the house of our days. I don't blame you if you stop at the middle of the show. For the ones that have the courage to listen until the end, I will meet you there.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Shake your arm, then use your palm. Stay on the scene like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure as your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Do 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 do.
Pushy good. dig it. Go cooling at a bar, and I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them wanna get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what a L.O.C.? The girls was all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Cole Medina. Secret on how to get more chicks. Put a little Medina in your glass and the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion and she'll be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did a wild thing on my leg. He used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the Funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds and Kenzie, Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina, pal. I went up to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little Funky Cole Medina. She said, I'd like a drink. I said, okay, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she gon' lick the lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her out. I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the Funky Cole Medina. You know, ain't no plans with a man. It's the 80s and I'm down with the ladies, you know? Break it down.
There's a backseat lover that's always undercover, and I talk to my daddy saying, my succotash wish.
Sing it, baby.
I couldn't ask for another.
About the groove.
Sing it. We'll be right back. Marlon Brando and Jane Dean. Michael Welch, yeah. Sylvester Stallone, woo. Peter Cushion, woo. Marlon Brando, woo. James Dean,
cinema,
movie,
cinema.
C'est chaud, c'est chaud, c'est chaud comme ça, c'est chaud, c'est chaud, c'est chaud, c'est chaud comme ça, c'est. Garage sound.
Most of the punk rockers and rockabillys became in what we used to call betush. To be up to date, you should have a pair of sandal boots that would cost you a small fortune and wear tight jeans. Everyone would dance with the hand on the seatbelt and move the heels back and forward sequentially. Who the hell has invented this stupid dance movement anyway? Alright then, if at least you smiled when you heard one of the songs, I will consider this mission accomplished. See you soon, number 6, I hope. Till then, ciao.
Dançar na praia. Fechou.